Lord Nityananda has brought a great good news to all of us through Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bestowing the love of God in this age of Kali Yuga. Although, when we hear this good news, we become very inspired that the process is very easy and one can go back to Godhead in this very life one need not have to undergo too many austerities. Everything is wonderful. At the same time, we see the gap between the imperfect stage and the perfect stage appears to be insurmountable, and it remains as it is without making a very tangible and real progress or transformation of heart in spiritual life for a prolonged period of time. So this type of gap between perfection and imperfect stage can be discouraging. Also, one can fall into the trap of mechanical chanting after having made a little endeavor and not having achieved taste and devotion. One may fall into the trap of mechanical chanting, which can make our spiritual lives a boring routine. So this type of gap and the trap keeps a devotee in the neophyte stage without getting an opportunity to realize the promised, exalted and fully blossomed state of Krishna consciousness that the scriptures speak about for a chanter, like in the verse we hear, Tunde Tandava Nirati Mitunute, and all that. So anyone who is sincere and serious in spiritual life will feel remorseful or will regret for one's inability to progress or one's lack of endeavor or one's remaining stuck on the mechanical plane. Then what brings about that change? First of all, as we said yesterday, the three doors, that there is a door of the body, door of the mind and door of the heart. Sometimes in the body we have bodily fatigue, or the body is driven by passion due to wrong habits of eating. So these are two great enemies to the conditioned soul: the lethargy and the ego. One has to surpass this by cultivating mode of goodness. Similarly, in the mind also there is a mental lethargy, to be willing to take initiative in making the effort, as mentioned the Upadeshamrita, Utsaha, Nishchaya, Dhairya, Tattatkarama Pravartana, Sangatyago, Satovrite, Shadbir Bhaktir, Prasidhiti. In order for one to adopt these six principles in life, one should be willing. One should be willing to take initiative. And the most important thing of all the things is the consciousness. If one pays attention moment after moment in spiritual life, from the time we rise in the morning up till the time we go to bed, what is the meaning of being fully conscious? One should be mukta, shuddha and buddha. The three words are used for being fully conscious. Mukta means one should be free from the illusions, or one should be liberated from the illusions of the world. We should not allow our mind to be repeatedly soaked in the varieties of Maya's illusions appearing in the form of kama, krodha, lobha. One should withdraw oneself from it. And shuddha means one should keep oneself pure by associating with the supreme pure. And one should also be buddha, means fully awakened, as we speak in the five types of consciousness: avrita chetana, mukulla chetana, sankuchita chetana, vikasita chetana and purna vikasita chetana. That vikas of the chetana is actually called buddha. Even buddha is called enlightened one or awakened one. A devotee who is awakened in Krishna consciousness can relish the sweetness, the beauty and glory of the Lord. So therefore, when one endeavors for being mukta, shuddha and buddha, then one's consciousness can be purified and elevated more and more. When one makes an effort to do this moment after moment, then one can fill up the gap between the imperfect stage and the perfect stage. And even when one gets a bit of taste and devotion in one's spiritual life, and that becomes an impetus for one to make a little more effort and little more effort. And a devotee will attain a stage of no return. When a devotee will be mad, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Madhya Leela, you will see in 28.28, in Madhya Leela there is a verse which says, Khaite Shuite, it says that while eating, while sleeping, while walking, while acting, a devotee's heart is jumping and chanting the holy names. And the devotee does not want to stop chanting, or a devotee is helplessly led by the holy name, chanting. It is mentioned. At the current moment in our conditioned stage, even while chanting, we feel sleepy. Whereas Gudakesh, Arjuna, even while sleeping, he was chanting. Because whole night, Arjuna was breathing Krishna's names. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that will be the state of a fully awakened, conscious devotee who has risen above illusion and once whose consciousness has become pure. And we all can aspire for that stage. And the beginning baby steps are making an effort to attentively hear the chanting as well as the singing of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की वैष्णव ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की